Texas wants Beto behind bars. The state's attorney general asking a district judge to jail Beto O'Rourke for bankrolling Texas Dems who fled the state during their redistricting fight. Ken Paxton claims Beto violated a court order that barred him and his nonprofit, Powered by the People, from fundraising efforts. So here to discuss his allegations is Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. He's also running for the U.S. Senate. So, Mr. Attorney General, let's talk to you about some of the comments that Beto made over the weekend. Listen here, and we'll get your response.
We punch first, and we punch harder. We want California and New Jersey and Illinois and Maryland and every other state where the Democrats hold the governor's mansion, the assembly, and the state senate to redraw their congressional districts now, not wait for Texas to move first, to maximize Democratic Party advantage. Listen, you may say to yourself, well, those aren't the rules. There are no refs in this game. The rules. We are going to win whatever it takes.
So is that why Beto's potentially getting locked up, or is there a bigger reason?
No, that's pretty much it. You saw it right there. There was already a temporary restraining order that stopped him from raising money. And he was at that rally clearly raising money for not political reasons, which would have been appropriate. He was raising it for personal expenses to help these Democrats in Texas evade their responsibilities. That's the problem. And he was ordered by a judge to stop fundraising, and he said, basically, he just continued to do it.